الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل وسلم اللهم
Straight in a row, shoulder to shoulder. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqeem. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعسر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Brothers are reminded that the Dars of Quran, Tafsir of Quran will take place after the remaining Salah. All brothers are requested to participate, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik, Yawm al-Din. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama salli ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, al-Kamid al-Majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.
completed the salah, request to come forward, reminding those that are still reading the salah.
Alhamdulillah, nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa mawlana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have been given the opportunity to partake in the dars of Quran which is being initiated from today. I request dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq, ability and strength to impart the correct understanding and knowledge of the Quran. And I request that whatever we learn from this becomes a means of benefit, first of all for myself, and for you also, and with an intention to, number one is make it a means of inculcating the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of the Quran, and application in our lives inshallah ta'ala. The Quran, there are three rights of the Quran. One is to learn the Quran, the other is to read the Quran, and the third is to learn the Quran, read the Quran, understand the Quran, and implement the Quran. Four rights of the Quran. So inshallah, through this dars, we will inculcate all four things. We will learn also, read also, understand also, and implement also, inshallah. That is the main purpose, not just for reading the Quran. Large majority of the Ummah just reads the Quran, but the large majority of the Ummah does not understand the Quran. The Quran is like an example of receiving a letter from the beloved, and how we would be so unsettled without understanding what our beloved is telling us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all the tawfiq, inshallah ta'ala. The word Quran means to read, and it is the most read book in the world. And we all know that there are 30 chapters in the Quran, 114 surahs in the Quran, and over 6,000 verses in the Quran. The amount of research that has been done on the Quran, no other book in the world there is in which so much research has been done, to such an extent that how many dots there are in the Quran, how many fatha there are, how many kasra there are, how many dhamma there are, all this has been researched in the Quran. In the Quran, some of the main themes of the Quran are three. One is Tawheed, which is the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other is Risala, the finality of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And finally the Akhirah, that life after death, Jannah, Jahannam is a reality. And a large portion of the Quran is based on these three main criteria. Other than that, then the Quran talks about social life, social etiquettes, how to be with one another, nikah, talaq, brotherhood, business and trade, usury, interest, inheritance. All these things come in the Quran. Because don't forget, the deen, our deen, our religion is a way of life. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us this guidebook for our way of life. A simple example I give to our students also is that when you go to Curry's or somewhere like that to buy an appliance, you get an instruction manual with it, the manufacturer. So Allah is our manufacturer and the Quran is our instruction manual. Now when we look at the instruction manual, if you don't follow the instructions, the appliance is not going to work, is it? Similarly, if you don't follow the instruction of the Quran, then we as humans won't work correctly. But if you follow the instructions correctly, then the appliance will work. Similarly, if we follow the Quran correctly, then our humanity will work well, inshallah ta'ala. And this is the reason why we find so many problems individually, personally, on a family level, on a society level, on a regional level, on a global level. Because we have left the Quran. We have left the Quran. So we want to attach ourselves to the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. And I was thinking for so long, for the past few days, that what shall I start with? What shall I start with? There's so much in the Quran. We could go on talking forever and ever. We will never finish. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired to start with Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha is the first surah in the Quran. It is one of the most read surah of the Quran because it is read in salah every day. And the Surah Fatiha is like an embodiment of the whole Quran. Surah Fatiha is like an embodiment of the whole Quran. So in the Quran we will find, when we open the Quran, like it says over here, Suratul Fatihati Makkiyatun. And then some surahs, like for example, it says Suratul Baqarah Madaniyatun. Makkiyatun and Madaniyatun means that this surah was revealed in Makkatul Mukarrama. Madaniyatun means the surah was revealed in Madinatul Munawwara. But that's not a flat set, what you call it, structure. Yeah, we'll find that the large majority of the surahs are the smaller surahs that were revealed in Makkatul Mukarrama, because the smaller surahs pertain more towards Tawheed, Risala and Akhirah, i.e. trying to make the kuffar and mushrikeen of Makkah understand the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remind them that the purpose of life is not just to live here and die, but there is an akhirah. So we'll find that a lot of surahs towards the end of the Quran, the shorter surahs, are mainly revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah and addressed to the kuffar and mushrikeen of Makkah. And that address still remains the same even now until the day of Qiyamah for the non-believers. Madani surahs are those surahs, like I said, that which are revealed in Madinatul Munawwara, but there may be some verses that were revealed in Makkah which are incorporated in the Madani surahs, but because the large amount of verses in the surah are revealed in Madinatul Munawwara, hence it is called Madina surah. And inside the Madaniya surahs, we will find a lot of verses in the Quran pertaining to commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers. This is why in the Makki surahs, we will find most of the address that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, O non-believers, or Qul ya ayyuhal nas, O people. And in the Madani surahs, Allah Ta'ala is addressing the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladina aman, O believers. So this is how the Mufassireen have differentiated between the Makki and Madani surahs. And there is a very comprehensive book which I was given as a hadiyah as well from my asatidha during my graduation. It's called Al-Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran. That is like an encyclopedia on exactly when each verse or surah was revealed and under what circumstance it was revealed. Because there are many, many verses in the Quran or some surahs in the Quran also that pertain to certain incidents that took place. For example, Surah Lahab, in the last portion of the Quran, short surah, but at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now go and give open dawah to the people of Makkah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the Mount Safa. He called the people and he said to them that if I was to tell you that there was an army behind me coming to attack you behind the mountain, would you believe me? And the people of Makkah said, yes, we would believe you. You are Sadiq and Amin. You are truthful. You are trustworthy. So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after getting their confidence and their attention, he said that know that there is no God but Allah, la ilaha illallah, and ana Rasulullah, I am the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon this, people were gobsmacked that what is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying? And at that point, Abu Lahab, he cursed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That curse upon you, what are you talking about? And as soon as Abu Lahab cursed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals Surah Lahab. Allah himself cursed Abu Lahab. Tabbat yada Abi Lahab. That curse be upon Abu Lahab. And now imagine, this is just at the complete start of Islam being addressed to the people. The first dawah to Islam openly, and immediately Abu Lahab is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This particular verse and this incident, so the circumstance of the revelation of Surah Lahab was this. And this verse substantiated that Abu Lahab is not going to get hidayah. Because Allah has cursed him. No matter what, because of his arrogance, this person is not going to get hidayah. Because Allah has already cursed him. So there are many, many verses, surahs in the Quran that pertain to certain incidents that have taken place, which inshallah ta'ala we will discuss as we go along, inshallah ta'ala. I don't wish to keep the durus too long as well, not too short as well, moderation, so that we can go with something every time we attend, and we are not overwhelmed with too much as well, inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the Quran with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim means in the name of Allah, the most compassionate and the most merciful. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is at the beginning of every surah, except Surah Tawbah. Surah Tawbah, there is no Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Therefore, when we are reading Surah Tawbah, starting to read the Quran at Surah Tawbah, we don't say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Just A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim, and we start reading. But all the other surahs, we will find that there is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before every surah. We need to read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before every surah. And the Mufassirin explained that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is actually a part of the Quran as well, because in Surah Naml, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, where Sulaiman alayhi salam addresses Bilqis in his letter, starting with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. From this we learn that to do anything before we start is to say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say Bismillah. Say Bismillah. And there will be a lot of barakah in this. Why? Because saying Bismillah before we do anything will keep us connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours a day. So even when it comes to, for example, going into the car, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, coming out of the car, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, entering the home, Bismillah, leaving the home, Bismillah, switching on the light, Bismillah, switching off the light, Bismillah, getting into bed, Bismillah, putting on our clothes, Bismillah, before eating, Bismillah. Anything that we do, opening our kitabs, Bismillah, starting to read, Bismillah, whether it's school work or whether it's madrasa work, but do Bismillah before we start anything, inshallah ta'ala. And this, our ulama say, the akabirin say, that anyone that takes the name of Allah, it will always have an effect in the heart. And this effect in the heart, by saying the name of Allah, it creates nur in the heart. And this will be what will keep us connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And automatically through that, we will establish and gain the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be Allah conscious at all the time. And when we are Allah conscious, this means that inshallah, we will not do anything to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are Allah conscious, we know that Allah is watching us. How is it possible that we can do something to displease Allah? It's only when we are not Allah conscious, we do something to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala protect us from that. So before we do anything, just like how the Quran has started with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we must also learn to do anything that we do, start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, or at least Bismillah. In Bismillah, we got the word Allah here. Allah is Allah's personal name. That's Allah's personal name. Just like how we give each other names when children are born, we can't name anybody Allah. Auzubillah. This is the Ism-e-Zat. The majority of the ulama say that this is Allah's personal name, Ism-e-Zat. And this is personal to Allah only. Which means one, Lillah. One. And anything else, other names, for example, that we have. Now as we go along, we're going to come to Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. So Ar-Rahman means the most compassionate. In other words, there can be nobody more compassionate than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have compassion towards each other, but our compassion is limited. Allah's compassion is unlimited. Allah is Rahim, most merciful. We are also merciful towards each other, but our mercy is limited. Allah's mercy is unlimited. Unlimited. Allah is compassionate. He provides for the whole of the dominion. Not just the world. Not just what's in the skies. Not just what's inside the earth. But the whole of the dominion. His compassion encompasses the whole of the dominion. And similarly, Allah's mercy encompasses the whole of the dominion. Allah's mercy. From Allah, amongst Allah's mercies, it is said in the hadith that Allah has 100 mercies. And He has distributed only one mercy in the earth, in the dunya. So when a mother feels merciful towards her children, or a father feels mercy towards the wife and children, or children feel merciful towards their parents, or we just feel mercy towards somebody in general, all this mercy, this compassion and mercy that we see in the world, is only 1% of Allah's 100 mercies. And the 99 mercies Allah will use on the Day of Judgment to forgive others, inshallah, to forgive people, inshallah.
May Allah forgive us also, inshallah. So apart from Allah's name, when it comes to Allah's name, that's Allah's name is Ismi Dhat. Just the way Rahman and Rahim are also Allah's special names. In the hadith it is said that if you want to name somebody Rahman, then add Abd before it. Or Rahim, add Abd before it. Because nobody can be as compassionate as Allah, nobody can be as merciful as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, if you want to, and amongst the best names also in the hadith mentioned are Abdul Rahman and Abdul Rahim. So add Abd before the names, not just Rahman and Rahim. Sometimes we hear people also addressing one another as Rahman, come here, or Rahim, come here. That is incorrect. They should be addressed as Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahim. So if we are to name our children, amongst the best names are Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahim, but always add Abd to the names. Bas, that's enough for today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We'll stop there. We'll start the Surah Fatiha next week, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and I all the tawfiq to act upon what has been said. So what we learned today is, before we do anything, start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Anything small, big, no matter how insignificant it may be, even tying a shoelace, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wearing our shoes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And when we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, always remember that Allah is most compassionate and most merciful. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhanallah rabbil izzati amma yasifun. As-salamu ala al-Muslim wa alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salamu oops. How are you? Okay? Barakallah. Take care. As-salamu alaykum. Barakallah. Take care. Dua miyad, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum. How are you? Okay? As-salamu alaykum. پہلا ہے نا اس لیے جی بس اللہ قبول کرے ان شاء اللہ بٹ فرسٹ ون ہے نا بہت زیادہ بھی لوگ پھنس جاتے ہیں
آپ نے